chance for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Scotland, Scotland. It's fading out and we're about to sing again. Falkirk, Falkirk. Yes, it's back to club football after an amazing international break for the national team. And this is Falkirk Daft. I am John McInally, joined as ever by the Ginger God of Pod, the one-man band in the main stand. It is Ross Wayne.
Good evening, sir. Yes, it has been a really, really, really good 24 hours for Scotland fans, isn't it?
I know you've come back. I mean, I'm just coming down off the high of it all from last night. At one point, Ross sent a message, I'm done. I think it was when it went 2-2, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, because it just felt like this was going to be another typical sort of Scotland night. But
did you stick with it, though? Did you say I'm done, but you were secretly
No. Well, you always do, don't you? Listen, as a Falkirk fan and as a Scotland fan, you just need to suck it up because good times always come back.
Is it unbelievable? I mean, we're recording this on a Wednesday night and... You know, I was working on Super Scoreboard last night, and it was just one of the most amazing like radio shows I've ever worked on because it was just phenomenal. Like, we're live from Hampden. We had Kenny Miller on, we had Gordon Duncan, Gordon DL down there, and then back in the production studio where I was kind of with Scott Allen, Andrew McLean, and Hugh Keevans, and it was just about a teammate around the country because we're going right across Scotland and it was just so much going on everywhere and it was like kind of herding kittens together. It was amazing.
I can imagine, mate. I can imagine. But I think, moments like last night just sort of unify the country, don't they? Like, and I know everyone's into football and know everyone's into supporting Scotland. We know all that, right? But actually, even like today, you were speaking to loads of people who are not football fans, but they were just like caught up. Yeah. And everything that's been on social media since then, like today, has just been like, I've had quite a busy work day, but tonight I've literally just like seen every single angle of the goals, and it's been phenomenal. But listen, yeah, as you said at the beginning, it's we've had that high, we've got the World Cup to look forward to, but the here and now is the navy blue of Falkirk. So
yeah.
It's what a year has been for back to back champions, Scotland making a World Cup. Like, this is unheard of.
It's been an unbelievable year. It's been absolutely unbelievable in the football front. If you're a Scotland and a Falkirk supporter,
indeed.
Of course.
Yes.
So no, it's been brilliant, and yeah, that just like I think it's just the emotion of it all. You know, like at full time last night, and you know, my son called me up, and it was just like, Dad, that's absolutely amazing, you know, and getting to that share that moment with him, and, you know, working on Super Scoreboard, we had lots of people phone up with really emotional stories
about
this, you know, I'm going to get watch it with my son, first World Cup, I'm going to see Scotland with my son. It's just really, really nice. It's just been a really nice, warm hug.
Absolutely.
That's good. But like you say, it's back to the club stuff this weekend, and we're here to preview the Dundee United game. We're going to speak to our guest pundit in a minute. Callum Bell from the STV Radio podcast is a big United supporter. We'll speak to him in a minute. Talking Scotland, obviously, Scott Bain was on the bench, didn't get his game, not surprisingly, but in fairness, Craig Gordon did very, very well over the two games.
He did, even more so last night. I know he had some critics from Saturday, but listen, he's not played a lot. In fact, he's barely played. So, and I know that was the big talking point, but he did, all in all, he did very, very well. It will be interesting to see whether we take a 43-year-old guy to the World Cup.
He'll definitely go.
He won't start, but I think he'll go.
However, is there a space for, if Scott keeps the form that he's kept up, there is going to be a space, I think, in that playing for Scott Bain, because Liam Kelly, like you say, will not be getting a game in front of Jack Butland. So if we continue the way we're going and Scott Bain continues in the form he is, you know, there's not a no-brainer that Scott could be going to the World Cup as a Falkirk player.
Which would be amazing. And Do you know what? There's a lot of football to be played between now and then as well. You do wonder if, as you said, if Scott Bain continues to do what he's doing, Falkirk hopefully will continue in the same trajectory as well. Is there room for any other Falkirk players? I saw a lot of chat on social media today. I don't know. I don't know if there's enough camps and stuff between now and a World Cup to get anyone else in. But while we're talking that though, Conor Allen, I watched a chunk of the under 21s, both games, and he's did very, very well. And Barney came on and put his cell about more so, even more so last night because he got about half an hour.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Conor Allen was great in that, and great to see Barney coming off the bench for Scotland as well. Long may that continue. You know, it just shows how the club's evolving with getting Scotland co-ops now. And talking about Scotland co-ops, I've just got to clarify after the last show, it is not Scott Bain of Scotland and Falkirk fame that is coming to Falkirk Daft Live. However, I think it's Scott from Bonnybridge. I've heard this from a couple of sources. Grant Russell, we heard from Grant Russell, got in touch. And actually, Diane at my work said, John, you do the Falkirk Daft podcast? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, my husband's friend Scott, you mentioned him on the last episode. just to confirm, it's not Scott Bain. So, but we will welcome, of course, Scott Bain to Falkirk Daft Live. And remember, you can get your tickets. There are now, Ross, 9 left. So you've only got a week and a half to get them. 29th at Behind the Wall. 29th, isn't it? Or 28th?
Yep.
I can't remember.
29th, yeah, I think.
29th at Behind the Wall. Saturday night, because I'm keeping thinking we're doing it Friday night. Before the Rangers game, get down Scott McKenzie, Brian Rice, and hopefully a couple of more guests confirmed, along with very secret Santa Bairn. He'll be coming in as well. We'll give you news on the F Factor on Sunday's show. It's heating up. We've got to narrow it down to judges' houses and who's going to be performing on the night. So me and Ross are going to go away like Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh. Or no, it's more like Simon Cowell and Sunita, wasn't it? It was Sunita they dragged.
It was, that's right. He had his little,
Yeah. So you be Sunita, you dress up in some sort of small coconut bra. I'll be Simon Cowell. We'll have a wee conflab about who's going through the final F Factor, and we'll get back to you on Sunday's podcast. Before we get into the Dundee United preview, a couple of birthdays to go through. Ross, you want to kick us off?
Yes, I will. We have had a couple sent in. So a massive happy birthday to, he's a massive fan of the podcast, to Bobby Fleming, who, in his own words, is 50 plus fat today, Wednesday the 19th of November.
Bobby's birthday today. Happy birthday.
And I know Bobby. He's not been keeping too well, so fingers crossed he's on the mend soon. Also, a happy belated birthday to the legend that is Alec Haston. Whose birthday was last week on the 13th of November, and for me, Alex is known to almost every Bairn going, what a legend of a guy. And as we've said before, his son Andy is the drummer for Parley Amo.
Yeah, and Andy, like, you forgot to send us ahead of the last podcast, so shame on you, Andy. But happy birthday, Alex. And finally, happy birthday to Callum Walker, aka Scozy. And that's from all the Shuttle Boys. Have a great birthday this weekend, Callum. No players' birthdays available this week because Better the Medal is down at the moment, and that's where we get all our facts. It's a brilliant website, so check out that. A couple of bits of club news quickly. Dundee United tickets remain on sale for this weekend. The home changing room now has player locker sponsorship. Obviously, we like to get everything sponsored at Falkirk, and now you can sponsor a player, player's locker, and they used our Falkirk Daft logo to show how it's done. So
exactly, and it was looking very nice, I must say.
It looks very, very nice. So you can get in touch with the commercial guys if you fancy sponsoring a locker. It looks really, really good. And of course, on the 3rd of December, we are playing Motherwell, which is a midweek game. So there's 1876 Lounge. You can get a wee grade up for that. And it's only £30 and £20 for under 12s. So you get to see me and Rossi's terrible banter, not only by listening or watching this podcast, you'll get to see the terrible banter live in the 1876 Lounge.
Indeed. Yeah, well, it'll be a good night. I'll love a game under the lights at the stadium, and it promises to be another cracker, I'm sure.
I remember that game going back several years now, I think late 90s, Motherwell at Brockville when the floodlights went out. Do you remember that game?
Yes, it was 1995.
Called off at
half-time,
wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. It was, the electrics had went and the floodlights went out, and I just remember George Fulston walking across with like a screwdriver. As if he's going to fix it.
amazing chat. So that's Under the Lights on the 3rd of December at the stadium. Before we get into Dundee United preview, thank you very much to Behind the Wall. Bumped into Big Brian Flynn on my dog walk yesterday. He's just back from his holidays. He's booked another holiday, of course. He's like Judith Chalmers, that boy.
Venom, money, innit? It's the Venoms.
That's the Venom money. He's taking advantage of the Venom money at Falkirk. The Falkirk Daft Venoms, which are, of course, still available. And there's still spaces on the Rangers bus. That's tickets and a space on the bus. Get in touch with the pub. Very few left. But if you've missed out on a Rangers ticket in the ballot, Brian has some for you. So get in touch with the pub. Give them a call or pop into the bar and get your name down for that. It's Christmas booking still available as well for family meals and office nights out. So if you've not got your office night out, sorry, Jay. Come on. Get down to Behind the Wall. Why not? And loads of great entertainment coming up there. Check out behindthewall.co.uk and yeah, get on the Rangers bus. The Falkirk Daft Carling coach, I'm on it as well, so looking forward to that in a couple of weeks' time. So it should be good and hopefully a big result for the Bairns. Anyway, we'll talk Rangers next week. Let's talk Dundee United now. I'm going to speak to now a man who I've worked with for several years. He is the producer of the big... He's the producer of the STV Radio Football Podcast. It's Callum Bell.
Hi, mate. Was that just a wee misstep there that you put in? Is that what happened there?
It was a Freudian slip, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just because I'm used, you know, it's just because basically your podcast is just a Timu version of the Big Scottish podcast, Callum. That's just a misstep on my behalf. There you go.
I would argue the Timu badge goes on theirs, but that's fine. That's fine.
Obviously, in the hands of a more reliable producer, however, Callum is very professional as opposed to the shambles that I am. But listen, thanks very much for coming on, mate. Callum was working for STV at the Scotland game last night and has probably had about 2 or 3 hours sleep. So straight off your bed after this, I suspect.
Yeah. I hope that Dundee United can keep me awake talking about them and Falkirk for the next 20 minutes. So I think I can do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're just saying that. It's just like that shift from going from such an amazing like game for the country, because we're not used to going from that into back into club football. It feels like a bit of come down when most of the times you're like looking forward to the club football coming back.
That's a great point. I when you text me about this and you text me and asked me to do this a week ago, and today when I was thinking about it coming tonight, I was like, can we just stop club football? Can we just stop the season now? Like, I'll take seventh or wherever United are. Let's just get
I'll take fifth.
Yeah. Let's just shake hands. Stop it now. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, from a Falkirk perspective, we've had 2 years of just like it being amazing. It's rolled into Scotland now as well, which has been unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, let's get into United though, Callum. It's been a relatively couple of successful seasons for you.
Yeah, it's been great. And I mean, last season was you know, sensational. I think it's fair to say the football was quite agricultural from Dundee United. They came from either the centre-backs or the big, tall striker, and that was it. A lot of lumped-up balls, but it was effective, and Jim Goodwin made the best of what he had. And I think you've probably seen this season that he's completely switched his playing style. He has 14 new players. I think we only have one permanent player left from last season. So it's a complete switch, and as I'm sure we'll get onto, we've been hot and cold. You can tell there's a lot of players still trying to find their feet, but it's definitely been a lot more fun to watch. And I don't know about you guys, but I would take that. I'd take a couple of points dropped to watch some entertaining football.
Absolutely.
No, exactly. We've only got one in six, Ross, against Dundee United, which I wouldn't say Dundee United are a bogey team for us, but there's very few wins I can remember over Dundee United.
A few, obviously our most recent successes have came in the cup competitions against United, but yeah, in the league it's not the best of records. But I think it's a weird one with this Saturday, because as Callum said, I've watched United a few times. I've got some good friends who are United fans as well, so I do probably watch a bit more of their games than anyone else. And the football is like night and day compared to what you probably have been seeing. Dundee United, for me, for the team who came to Falkirk Stadium in August, played some really good stuff that day. And I expect a really good open game of football. Again, I think there will be, I know we're not predicting yet, but I think there will be goals this weekend. So I know, John, you're saying it's maybe a bit of a come down, but actually, I think this is going to be a great game to come off the back of Tuesday. And I think there will be goals. I genuinely think there'll be goals.
I mean, we'll certainly gift you some. Have you seen our keeper? Well, if we don't give you one, we'll flirt with it. Trust me. I totally take your point. I said the same pre-match against Motherwell, because they're a very possession-based team. And United, This is not an insult to them, but they play better without the ball. You've probably seen yourself. They'll really love a breakaway and they're really quick on transitions, which is really
Telling that
difficult
last
to
year at
do.
stadium, it was really that was really evident of them just soaking in. They were so fast in the break.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but I thought the same would happen against Motherwell, and we got absolutely battered 2-0. So my predictions are always wrong, but I think this game feels a lot more like what I maybe thought Motherwell would be. There's going to be two teams that are going to play attacking football, but what that does leave is the opportunity at the back for the other team to score. So I agree with your sentiment of goals. I just obviously, for my sake, hope that they are in the Falkirk net and not United's.
Yeah, I've been really impressed actually. It's your kind of forward line that really impressed. I think Sapsford seems to have been a really, really good signing. What are like I've not seen much of him, Callum, but I was like in the first game at the Falkirk Stadium, I was impressed by him as well. Like he's kind of dropped out of it a wee bit. Has he been injured or is it just
No,
Sapsford as well?
he's one of those boys that works so incredibly hard, and it's like after 5 minutes you think he's gubbed just because of the way he carries himself. He's got like he hangs his shoulders quite low. He's quite wiry, but actually he'll give you everything for 90 minutes plus if that's what he's on for. I would say he's been a wee bit unlucky. In the Hearts game, he scored 3 goals. All three were offside. One was evident. The other two were, we're talking ball hair stuff. It was really, really close. Or on a different day, he gets 2 goals in that game, and whether Dundee United would have won or draw or whatever, it doesn't really matter. But he really puts himself about. I just think he lacks that little bit of nous and that bit of he's not as clinical as I think he will be because he's still very young. But I think in 2 or 3 seasons, Zach Satsford will be at a much higher level than Dundee United.
Oh yeah, another big player. I mean, certainly impressed in the before we talk about Craig Sybil, which I'd love to talk about to you a lot about being a Falkirk boy as well. But Kamara as well. And for that first game, Ross, I don't know if you agree. I thought he was outstanding, big, strong, muscly. But he seems to have, tail tapered off just a bit.
Ross, are you there? Are you coming to
No, I was
me?
just going to say he was like with the Falkirk sort of side that day. He was my sort of go-to person from my United pals who I thought he was phenomenal. And I've obviously, as I said earlier, seen little bits of him. But yeah, has he tailed off? Is it form? Is it climate? What do you think it is?
He had a wee bit of an injury, so he didn't start against Motherwell in that 2-0 game, and we really missed him. And he came on in like the 60th minute. So I think he's been a bit overused just because we've had injuries to Sybold, who we'll get to, and to other players. We've had to move centre mids to right back before Lucas Stevenson came in. He's a fantastic player. I just think maybe he's a wee bit overdone. That he didn't go away with his national team in the last international break. He stayed at United. And I'm not quite sure if he's away this time or not, but hopefully United, reap the rewards of that and get a fresh Pan Kamara, because injuries and maybe sometimes when he's not in games. Like if any player's not in a game, we suffer. But when he's not in the game, we really suffer. He's the engine room. He's the linchpin. And if he doesn't play to his best of his ability, then as you'll probably see in some games when you've watched United, that's when we're at our worst, I would say.
When he's such a big guy and he's got, but his close control is phenomenal, which is rare because you don't tend to see that with 6 foot plus guys, do you?
Aye, and he's, he's like. John, I'll reference you. He's like an octopus. His limbs are everywhere, and there's tackles where he has no right to either get the ball, but not just that. You'll get it and he'll win it, and
Yeah.
he'll spread it. So he's so integral to that quick attack that we talk about. Yes, the front three are brilliant, but he plays such an integral part in that too.
I think it's going to be really interesting because it felt at this Falkirk Stadium in the first game of the season that both teams really had to feel each other because it's been so long since we kind of met. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out this time. If especially coming into that game with Callum, there was a lot of unknowns from a United perspective because of the amount of turnover you've had in your squad. Falkirk, I mean, we're coming with you now, however. Where we would be maybe a wee bit more unknown because we've brought in, Williams, Wilson, Cartwright, in that time. So we've kind of really revamped our forward line to such. I mean, we're going to have injuries with Ross McKeever being ruled out, which means Brian Graham will more than likely start up front come Saturday. I see you're kind of, screwing your face up there, but. It's Brian Graham. He's just, what Brian Graham brings? He just brings that experience and that real kind of, like, I guess, shithousery I think, is the, you know, as a forward player. So I'd be interested to see how
John,
he.
I'm grimacing because he always scores against us, or
Oh,
he always
right,
causes us
okay.
hassle. I don't want to play against Brian Graham. I want him to be injured instead of Ross McKeever.
No, but interesting. Let's talk Craig Sewell because he obviously he's very close to our hearts at Falkirk. He like seems to have turned into the 10 because I know at United he played quite deep, but at Falkirk he played as a 10 effectively, and he seems to have went in this mad goal scoring record where he's now just like going box to box and doing what he used to do at Falkirk.
Yeah, and they're not just goals, they're screamers. Like he's scored some great goals. I think you've hit the nail on the head. We played them quite deep, and I think it was out of necessity because we didn't have a Pan Kamara last season. We play him with Vichko, Savelge, and he kind of had to play that role out of necessity. Now that he can play a bit further forward, I think it's frustrating that we've not had him in the 10 for longer, because look how good he can be, and you guys will know that better than anyone. But he's been a revelation in that position. But then he did have a he got in the Motherwell game that we lost, he got a gash and got, I think, something like 20 stitches. So he wasn't available for our game against Hearts, which was a shame, because I think if he had been, he makes a big difference. But I'm not quite sure where he lands for this one. But obviously, I think all three of us are hoping that you get to see Craig Sybold on the park.
Yeah, no, it'd be great to see him. I mean, he's Rossi's. I mean, Sibs, like, we were all kind of hoping that Ross that he would come back this season, you know, the kind of fairy tale coming home like Scott Arfield did, but it didn't happen, unfortunately.
No, it's not happened yet. You never know what the
He's got
future
a
holds.
contract at the end of season, I believe.
Absolutely. I think he's probably got a bit of unfinished business. He never got to play in the Premier with Falkirk, so I'm sure he would love to do that. And he is a Falkirk fan. Like, yeah, I know, like, players get say, oh, he's a Rangers fan, he's a Celtic fan, but Craig Sybold from like birth was a Falkirk fan, and I believe he still sort of well, he certainly still lives in the town, but I believe he still kind of keeps a very, very close eye on results and stuff. So I think it would be amazing. I like Callum just said though, I've seen a couple of his goals recently, the one at Ibrox, the one at Tannadice, and just absolute pearlers. But he's always had that in his locker. But what he's now in my mind, what he's added is he can play a killer pass and he's bulked up a bit as well. Because you've got to bear in mind when he left Falkirk, he was, well, sorry, not when he left Falkirk, but when he came through Falkirk in his best years, he was quite a young, slender guy, and he's now bulked up in the right areas as well. So, he'll listen, he'll never get a bad reception from Falkirk fans. So selfishly, I hope he's not playing on Saturday because
I'd tell me, yeah, I hope he's
he
not
can
playing.
do damage.
Calum's saying,
He can do
I hope he's playing, says Calum. No, we don't. We know how good
damage.
he is. Calum, is there anything from a like you obviously work in a sports show, you consume football like I do. From a Dundee United perspective, what are your worries aside from Brian Graham?
I watched your highlights because I was speaking to Stuart Kettlewell at a press conference after
Oh, there's
the
a name
game.
drop there, there's a name drop, eh?
Listen, if I could choose any manager, it wouldn't even be him. I thought, is it Keelan Adams you had up front? Is that his name?
No,
right back.
right back. He's the. Are you thinking of Kyrell Wilson,
Sorry,
the Williams?
yes. The boy that scored your first goal, his movement and his pace and his direct, I thought he was fantastic. He seems like a real concern. We had Cole Donaldson on our Team U podcast as well recently, and he described that performance as like that game against Kilmarnock. That's the real Falkirk. That's the Falkirk he knows from playing in the Championship and League One. So it kind of worries me a wee bit that you've found your stride now, or that's what it seems to feel like. But teams that play football against Dundee United and ball on the ground, possession football, often play into our hands. But as we saw with Motherwell, that didn't it doesn't always happen. So Dundee United don't like having the ball. Falkirk like having the ball. I don't know where that ends up cancelling each other out, but you saw from that game against Killie, you have so many different threats. Brian Graham offers one thing, and Kyrell Wilson offers another. That's hard for defenders to stop when you have so many options. But I'm still hopeful of a Dundee United win. But I'll be honest, I'm just thinking about Scotland. I don't even care about club football.
I know it's hard getting back into that vibe. Any injuries like ahead of the game? Anything you've heard from a Dundee United perspective? Sybil, you mentioned any other major injuries you've had?
I think it's just Sybil. So there's two players that we've had out for ages. Our captain Ross, Jesus Christ, I was about to say Ross Docherty. and I can't even remember our own captain's name, Ross Graham. He's been out for a good while. He's back in training. He's running. He's played a bounce game. He and Max Waters, our striker,
Yeah.
both could be available on the bench in this game, which would be amazing, a big boost for us getting the players of that calibre back because we've really missed them. But I think it's looking at the moment like it would just be Sybald and Ryan Strain. As it's not been explained why, but he missed the last two matchday squads. So interesting to see if he's back. But other than that, from what I know, we're good to go.
Yeah. For Falkirk supporters heading to Dundee, where's the best pub to drink?
Oh, for Falkirk fans, so there's the Cleppington Bar. It's called the Clep to locals.
Right.
That's a good one, and that's not far from the Grand. If you're going into the city centre, I'm going to the Barrelman for lunch with my dad before the game. So you can come and say hi to the weirdo with the awful mustache
There
if you
you go.
fancy it.
Go and
Callum,
challenge
is it? The
the
jetty.
Jetty.
Snug still a popular pub near Tannadice as well?
It's still a pub near Tannadice. I don't know if popular is the
That's the only pub I think I've drank in Dundee
We
was
used to go there all the time. That one, and whenever we played Dundee United, do you remember the Dundee Social Club used to invite us in as well? Because
That's
obviously, like,
right.
cheap drink and I don't know if that's still open
Guys,
now either.
the Dundee Social Club. You can't even be hanging about in a place like that. Can you imagine the type of people that frequent that when it's not Falkirk playing?
Jesse,
Ugh.
Callum's not from the he's from Broughty Ferry. He's from the posh part of Dundee, you know.
Do you know, you're wrong, but I'm from the posh part on the other end of the city, Burkhill.
Oh,
So
I don't think I thought you were Broughty Ferry through and through, Callum.
my dad moved there when I was 11,
Alright,
but
okay.
I'm a Burkhill boy for anyone that knows Dundee well.
Brilliant, awesome, Callum. Thank you very much for coming on, Falkirk Daft. Really appreciate your time. However, like all podcasts, we end with a quiz. We've been doing it all season with our guest kind of pundits. How well do you know your team quizzes? We really need to work on that name. But yeah, so
John, I've had 2 hours
I
sleep.
know, mate, I know. But the good news is for you, Dundee United are currently bottom of the table. Fiona and Rab, who were first guests, only managed 3 points. So you can't do much worse than that, surely. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass. If you get through the 10, we'll come back to the ones you passed on. You see where this is going, Callum, having
I do,
previously
yeah.
worked in my other job at the 5K minute, so he knows the rules off by heart. So currently, Dundee United, Fiona and Rab are 3 points. Stephen Purden came on representing Rangers. He's also on 3 points, useless. Chippy Celtic, 4 points, but he came back on and got 6 points when we played them last. Ewan Cameron is the person I'm guessing you want to beat on
Yes.
my heart. He got 6 points, which amazed me. I cannot believe
He's
it.
thick as fuck. Am I allowed to swear?
Oh yes, yeah, swear away.
He's thick
Yeah.
as fuck.
I can't. We must have softened up the quiz questions that day.
I think we did. I think we
Must
did,
have. We
baby it
must
a
have.
bit.
Right. Okay, but I've got 10 questions for you here, Calm. Just beat the three and try and beat you, and that's all I'm asking from you. Right, okay, Ross, you got the timer?
I do indeed.
Right, are you ready? Callum Bell.
No, but let's go anyway.
Let's go. Your time starts now. Name either United scorer in the 2-2 draw with Falkirk back in August.
Dolcek.
When were United formed?
What, when were United formed?
Yeah.
1909.
What was officially the name that year in 1909?
Dundee Hibernian.
Who's the back shirt sponsor on the home kit?
JF Keggs.
And what season did United last win the Scottish Premiership stroke first tier title?
82, 83.
How many times have United won the Scottish League Cup?
None. One. I say one.
Who wears shirt number 7 for United?
I'll go double check again.
How many ex-Falkirk players are in United squad?
One.
Who was the manager prior to Jim Goodwin?
It was. Liam Fox.
Who was the United manager when they last won the Scottish Cup in 1994?
Ivan Golak.
And that is the time up.
Whoa!
He's done well. He's done
You've made
well.
these too easy, Ross. I could have answered most of these. Never mind a United supporter. Let's go through the answers. You got Dolcek for the scorer in the 2-2 goal game, 1909, of course. Dundee Hibernian, that was your original name. JF Keggs is spot on. Last win in the Scottish Premiership, 82, 83. You've all won the League Cup twice, Callum, so that's where you fall down there. Trapinovsky wears the number 7 for. I always fall down in shirt questions, they're a bloody nightmare. Correct. Craig Sybold is the only ex-Falkirk player in the Dundee United squad. Liam Fox, you got there in the end, was manager prior to Jim Goodwin. And Ivan Gowach was the manager when you lifted the cup in 1994. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points, which puts you joint top of the leaderboard with Sheepy, who got 8 points as well. And it also means you beat Stuart Barry, who was on 6 points for Livingston.
Fantastic. Can I just say one thing? You and Cameron get it right fucking round you. Yes!
There you go. You can send out a text to you. Brilliant, Cam. Listen, thank you very much. Before you go, predictions on score for Saturday?
3-1 United. Sorry, lads.
That's fine. Ross, what are you going for?
I think there'll be goals. I'm going to say 3-2 Falkirk.
There you go. And I'll go for a nice little draw at 1-1. We'll take that and get down the road with a point. I'll be quite happy with that. Cam, thanks very much for joining us on Falkirk Daft.
Lads, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
So there it was, Ross. Callum Bell from the Scottish Television Radio. It makes no sense, does it? Football podcast, STV Radio football podcast, who now has to put up with Ewan because Ewan jumped ships and went over there. So I don't have to stick up with him every week now. So, but we all know that the best Scottish football podcast, general podcast, apart from this one, is the Big Scottish Football Podcast, the original and the best, of course. There we go. But yeah, so United, you're heading up to the game on Saturday. Are you supporters bus, aren't you?
TBC at this moment. It's my youngest daughter's birthday this weekend, so the plans are a little bit up in the air. She hasn't actually decided or ruled out what is happening, or indeed if the football's on or off. So I am TBC at this moment in time.
I was going to say, a lovely trip to the V&A in Dundee, and you can walk around the V&A in Dundee while you go to the football.
Yeah, so we'll see. But what's your plans? Are you heading up?
I think I'm not going to make it. I'm Christmas time, expensive stuff. So, but I'm going to the Rangers game. So, but yeah, it should be like, I think we'll take a healthy away support.
I think so. When I had a look at the ticket site earlier, because I'm still, as I say, I'm still kind of humming and hawing what I can do. But it looks like there's a good 1,000 tickets already sold. So yeah, there'll be a healthy travelling support up there. I like it under the shed at the far end. Good old school away end. Toilets are obviously Brockville-esque, but it is what it is. So I'm genuinely think there'll be goals. I genuinely think there'll be goals this weekend.
I do as well. I mean, the first game of the season, it was a cracking game of football. I think it'll be exactly the same. Obviously, for Falkirk, we talked about Big Ross's injury. We're hearing 12 weeks maybe for that.
I've not heard that.
I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I've just made that up. That it's 12
dreamt
weeks.
It.
I'm just scaring people. I'm sure. Maybe I have, but I'm sure I heard somewhere 12 weeks.
Oh,
I mean, we've still got a few players to come back as well. Aiden, Tom, Cal mentioned Cole there. They seem to be far. Leon McCann probably makes a bench, I would suspect, come Saturday.
Yeah, well, he was on the bench against Kelly, was it? And then he missed the Livy game, I think it was. So, yeah, hopefully
he
Leon...
on the bench against Kelly?
I thought he was, unless I've just made that up.
I don't think he was.
Maybe I've dreamt that as well. Yeah. I've just dreamt that as well. But, fingers crossed, Leon, I'll be back. We need the cover. We need the options. I don't think there'll be many changes to the start lineup from the Livy game. I genuinely don't.
I was going to ask. We did well until the kind of subs were made against Livy, I think. So I think you might go with the same starting off. The only changes you can maybe see are maybe Cartwright coming in.
I think that would be it. You're right, the subs in the most didn't really work against, apart from Cartwright, didn't really work against Livingston. So, do you know what? The players will have had a rocket up the backside because that was a really unacceptable second half against Livingston. And I know we came really close to winning the game. I know we did, but I think everyone's realistic to know we didn't play well against Livy. So, and when we'd hit such high heights against Dundee and Kilmarnock, it just felt like a bit of a downer, especially against Livingston, who we were all desperate to finally get a win over. But these two away games, I saw a couple of people online saying, oh, I'd bite your hand off for a draw out of the two games. We need to try and get as many points on the board as we can. And I'm not being like disrespectful, but really, should we be thinking about just 1 point from two away games now? Granted, I know Rangers are better than they were, but I think we should be trying to get four. I'd be looking to try and get a win at Tannadice, and if you
I think
can
it,
get a
yeah,
draw.
I get where you're coming from, but I think realistically, Ibrox is going to be a tough
That'll be
place,
tough. That will
especially
be
with
tough.
the way they've kind of performed since Danny Rose went in there. But and we know we talked about the record at Tannadice, we talked about our kind of wins against United, and it's tough. It's going to be tough. So I mean, again, pessimistically, I guess a point would be that. But I mean, you're always the optimist, Ross. So you can go
Yes.
for four. Point three against United and one at Ibrox.
I would love that. That would be a phenomenal return.
It's a tough run. It's a tough run.
Is,
So
yeah.
always is tough when you go away from home. But yeah, looking forward to it on Saturday. Fingers crossed. It's back to club football. So here we go, back with the Bairns. Before we go, let's say thank you very much to the Falkirk football fans in training, as always, and supporting this podcast. And shout out to Ian. He's went above and beyond for Falkirk Daft Live. As we said, we're doing an auction at Falkirk Daft Live for the Be Heard charity, which is Leon McCann's charity that set up him and his missus. I don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend, so I'll just say missus at the moment. They've set up for the son, or for families that have went through what they went through with the son who was born deaf. So they just wanted families to be supported when such a situation occurred. So they set up this charity, and we'll be doing an auction on the night, and hopefully we've got some amazing items. And I've got to say thank you to Ian, the Falkirk football fans and training T8s, for as ever just contributing to the night. And
Absolutely.
really thank you again for that, Ian. And remember, if you want to join the guys, get down to the stadium Wednesday 8:30 to 9:30. They've got the Elite Academy Legends and now the over 50 section. Make new friends, help your mental health, and more importantly, get fit in the meantime as well. So get involved with the guys. They're in, been supporting this podcast for three seasons now. And the Kelpies Cup is coming in the new year. So if you get involved right now, you can be involved with that. And they've got a brilliant social life as well. We always say that. So all the links are below for Ian, Willie, or Doogie. Get in touch with them, make new friends. Join up with the boys and, help your mental health as well. So there you go. All the links are below. And that is it for this week. We missed you. We missed you. The international breaks, they come around and we miss doing this. So it's good to be back on Falkirk Daft. Anything to add before we go, Ross?
I don't think so, mate. No, I'm just really looking forward to the weekend, Falkirk Daft Live coming up, Rangers away, and then we've got a run of games in December. It's exciting times.
Well, I mean, the Hearts game being moved to 8 o'clock on the
Carnage, absolute
is going
carnage.
to be unbelievable carnage. That's going to be my lad's day out, so I'm now convincing them now to come into the lounge. So I might be absolutely hammered by the time we get to the lounge trying to present stuff and be professional. Just,
Oh,
I'm sure it'll be fine.
that'll
I'm
be
sure.
fine. That'll be fine.
If not, you'll be sober, I'm sure. Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you for listening or watching wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube. We really appreciate it. Like and subscribe, leave a comment, all that jazz. We will see you up at Dundee United. We'll be back on Sunday to discuss that game and, fingers crossed, a Falkirk win. Oh, I've taken a draw. But listen, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time on Falkirk Daft.
Expect unexpectedly. Mind the bells.
We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk.